No, I did not. Because you worked in this way.
Kind of thing, the public
scrutiny
is a little bit out of hand.
I didn't know that.
Do you agree with that?
Huh?
Do you agree with that?
What do you mean public scrutiny?
Well, just some of the flack and criticism.
Well, I mean, you know, we have great fans. They have tremendous pride in their football program. And actually, it's easy to get upset when things aren't going the way everybody wants it. As a team, we're the same way. You know, we have a lot of pride in what we're doing. And, you know, we need to continue to get better. We're working hard as we did in practice today to try to improve on ourselves.
What's going on with Corey? I mean, he hasn't played as well as he can the last couple of months.
He's trying to improve every day. He's got tremendous work ethic. He's got tremendous pride in himself. And he's trying to get better.
He said he was on the phone with you last night at 12:30 in the morning.
Well, we talk all the time.
You guys moved Major back to defense. I guess what's his role going to be, and what do you see with him now on the defense?
Well, we're looking at working him in one of the linebacker positions, and also use him in our nickel package and our 30 joker package.
So he gets more speed on field.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about working Dillard in there a lot this past weekend and what his role will be moving forward.
Well, Phil is making tremendous strides. He continues to improve with every practice and with every opportunity he gets. You know, we're creating competition at that Mike position. Phil has an extended role as far as our third down package, so he'll be getting a lot of playing time as we're court.
When will you guys get Lance back? I mean, is this move with Colbert kind of predicated on what happened to Lance this weekend?
No, we're hoping to get back and Lance back as soon as we can. We still, you know, wanted to take a look at Major, and, you know, and we used him last year in our third down stuff, and you know, we're going to use him again now.
So he knows the defense. Well, I mean, will he know that? Is it going to take him a few weeks to learn things again?
You know what? I threw him in there today, and he picked things up where he's been there for a long time. So, and he's got the guy next to him helping him too.
Do you have any plans to use Prince at all, or I mean, is that?
Well, we're working on it. We're working with him, and you know, trying to improve.
What you're getting a sense from that unit you work with every day, that they're just really hungry to have that breakout game.
We are. I mean, we have great kids. I mean, and they're working real hard. And you know, this is a new season. We're in the Big 12 right now. We have no control over what already happened, but we can't control what's ahead of us, and that's what our goal is.
It's never a sense to simplify things when you get in this kind of a situation, you know, with different packages that you need, just simplifying defense in general, you give up the yards you had last
week. Well, we didn't play many defenses last week, to be honest with you. We stayed pretty base. And, you know, sometimes when we do that, you know, the kids need energy. They need new things, you know. But you can't overload them either. And we've been trying to simplify. And it's not that we're that complicated right now, but, again, we're looking at what we've done. And, you know, we're trying to do what we do best.
What were the breakdowns after watching film on Saturday?
Well, just, you know, there's a lot of areas we need to improve, and that's what we're working hard in practice right now. You know, and I think it's obvious, you know, we had some breakdowns in man coverage, not only in the pass but the run. Had guys in position, but, you know, we need to make a few more plays.
You talked about before you met Davis that he had the ability to run even though he didn't run very much. You talked about Davis before you played them about how he had the ability to run but didn't run much. Were you surprised at how much he rolled out?
You know, he hasn't been a guy who's done that. I mean, he's run the boots in the naked, but he hasn't been a guy who's pulled the ball down. And, you know, we certainly knew he had that ability. And, you know, he was able to pull it down a few times and get some big yards. So.
What do you think about Iowa State?
I think Iowa State's a good football team. They continue to get better. You look at them against Iowa, and you know, they played hard. They got some playmakers in offense. The quarterback's been around 4 years. Blythe has been around 4 years. Those guys have started 40 games apiece. And I think Cass is an outstanding fieldback. Tremendous speed and burst. And they got a big physical offensive line. So they have some weapons on that team.
What specific challenges do they present to a defense?
Well, they're multiple formations. You know, they have the ability to, you know, being a 21 personnel, they also, from that personnel grouping, they can give you two tight ends on the line because their fullback is an H-back. So they can give you multiple formations when they're in 21 personnel. And they'll spread you out. They'll go 10, they'll go empty. So it's not that you can prepare for one thing. you have multiple things to prepare for.
Well, we see Phillip Dillard with the way he played. Will he be your starter at Mike this week?
Phil's working hard. You know, he continues to get more playing time, and it's a competitive situation right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if this has been asked, but Culver's on defense now. Have you moved him to defense, playing safety?
Well, we are looking at him right now to help at our Will linebacker position, and also look for him to help us in our nickel and our 30 joker package.
How good of a tackler was he last year when he was on defense?
Well, he played one game for us, you know, when he had a lot of playing time. That was Missouri. And I think he showed up. I think it was obvious when he was on the field. And, you know, we're fortunate that the situation with our running back that we can get him back on defense.
Hey, Kevin, the players have said that you're putting them in the right spot and so forth, but they're not executing the way they should. I mean, are you mystified as to why it's not,
you know,
not like you brought up?
I myself and we as coaches have to do a better job. I mean, their kids are working hard. They're working hard. And, you know, we got to try to get them to do a better job of executing. But, you know, I think that comes back to us.
How do you get them back?
Continue to work harder and harder and, you know, put a major emphasis as we always do. And I think as they see themselves on films, I think they notice it. But it's just, it's getting reps and trying to improve on the things that we need to get better at.
And does it go beyond fundamentals?
That's where it all starts. It starts with the fundamental techniques of the position. And, you know, we have to execute those things.
Corey told us when you guys met after that Ball State game that you said, you know, this week in practice we're going to have fun. Have you done anything different with the guys this week?
Well, you know, I mean, practice is practice. But, you know, it's how you go about practice and the approach you take, not only as players but coaches. And we had a lot of bounce in our step today, you know. And like I told them, it wasn't pretty, but we won the game. And, you know, came down to the fourth quarter, and we played our best football in that fourth quarter. And that's got to carry over. And, you know, and they have to gain confidence from that.
How much of an issue is motivation? Some of the guys have said they just don't feel the fire.
I haven't heard that. I mean, you know, football's, you got to have a passion for the game. You really do. And, you know, you have to be self-motivated, too. Not only as a player, but a coach. It's the same way. And, you know, practices sometimes are hard. And you have to work your way through them. But, you know, football's fun when you have success. And that's the next step we have to have.
How close is Bowman to 100% on that hamstring right now?
Well, he's working on it right now. He practiced all day today. So, you know, take a look at the film tonight and see how it's going.
You want to see more emotion out of your defense this week?
Oh, absolutely. I want to see it every week. And, again, the fun part is when you play well. And you know, it's tough on them. Sometimes, you know, when you're not having the success you want, you know, it makes it hard. And, you know, that's our job as coaches, to make sure they're playing the way they need to play.
Just you know, the last couple of weeks, have you been through a period in your career where the toll has been what it's been? I mean, you guys are winning, you know, the other day, but still people
sure.
are.
I mean, grousing. Everybody strives for perfection, and you know, when you don't have that, sometimes you know it can create big plays. And you know, sometimes you know if things aren't going the way you want them to go, it gets hard. It gets harder on the players. And then, you know, we've got to, you know, I always tell them, play the next play. Forget about the last play. You can't do anything about it. Just like we can't do anything about what's already happened. Bottom line is we're 3-1. And we're getting into our conference right now. And we have our goals. So we just have to improve and play the way we're capable of playing.
But is this about as tough a time as you've had, personally, coach?
I try to avoid it as much as I can, you know. But you know, I have a job to do, and if I let it affect me, it's going to carry over to the players, and I can't do that.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you, guys.